the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Today we're going to talk about why should we not take the life of this world for granted. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to The Teacher. Today, we'll be discussing why we should not take the life of this world for granted. Okay, Islam is a religion that gives importance not only to spirituality, but also materiality. We have been created to live in this world for a purpose. If we take life in this world for granted, we are being ungrateful of this great blessing which Allah has given us. You know, there are certain religions and faiths that believe that one should completely abandon and forget about life in this world and only attend to one's spirit. Now, these people may or may not necessarily believe in Allah as their God, but they believe spiritual qualities are what we must only pay attention to. Now, Islam is completely against this way of thinking. We have so many verses of the Holy Quran which say that those who believe in Allah and do good deeds, they will be granted a good life in this world and the next. Yes, this world is transitory and brief. We will not live forever in this world. But that does not mean that we should take life in this world for granted. There's a narration which states that life in this world is like the farm of the hereafter. Whatever you plant in this farm, you will reap its benefits in the hereafter. So, our worldly life is really important. We have to watch out what we do, what our intentions are. Now, intentions are really important because they determine how and why we do certain things and whether they are for Allah or for the Satan. It's also really important how we treat others and that we do not commit sins, of course. We should instead follow the commandments of Allah and the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny. Brothers and sisters, life in this world is very important. You have to work hard in this world to make money in lawful way. Eat and drink well. Give thanks to Allah for the blessings he has given you. All of these have been mentioned in the Quran. Don't just say, I'm going to sit in a corner and worship Allah and forget about this world. No, Muslims must also be social. They have to communicate and have ties with one another. They must help one another with their lives so that they can be grateful of them and thank Allah. Yes, it is true that the hereafter is more important and that it is the everlasting abode, but that does not mean that we should forget about this world. Yes, it's possible to have the best of both worlds, as they say. That is, you must always remember Allah in whatever you do. You should remember the hereafter, the day of judgment. In this way, your life in this world would have a sense of direction, and a good direction. Of course, only thinking about this world and forgetting the hereafter is also another big mistake. Going to extremes in generally is wrong, and it is, Islam says that you should not go to extremes. So you should not think that this life is the only life you will live in, nor do you have to only attend to worship and spiritual acts and forget about the activities in this world. You're listening to the program The Teacher on IRIB English Radio. We will now listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji. Please don't go away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This week, the thought which we watch to reflect upon comes to us from the noble prophet of Islam, Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. And in this tradition, he points us to a very stark reality of life, which is that we should always be careful of every step that we take in this world. He shows us the reality that we don't know when death will come upon us. We don't know in what state we will encounter death. We don't know will we be in a state of obedience or transgression to God's rules when we leave this world. And so therefore he advises us to be very careful and to base our lives upon this precautionary measure of ensuring that we don't take the life of this world for granted. That we ensure that every action that we perform is in line with the teachings of Islam, because again, we don't know when our time will come. In this particular tradition which we want to reflect upon today, let us see what the Prophet has to say and to better understand his beautiful message to us. He says the following: Verily, a man may carry out the actions of the people of paradise for a long period of time, but end his life with the actions of the people of the hellfire. The tradition is very blunt, the way the Prophet speaks, and it is something for each and every one of us, present company included, to sincerely reflect on our lives on a day-to-day basis. I'm sure we've seen many people within our own lifetime. We've seen people who have been very pious from the time they became of the age of maturity. They never missed a prayer. They performed all of their obligations. Maybe they went for the Hajj pilgrimage. They give charity. They're good to their family, to their parents, to their neighbors. They fulfill all of the rites of Islam. However, when they're on their deathbed, or maybe just before that point, before the transition from this world to the next, that they begin to waver in their faith. They begin to question maybe the existence of God. They begin to question why God has put them in such a predicament. For example, if they're facing any kind of difficulty, maybe in a hospital bed, maybe they are in a serious accident as before they leave this world. And maybe they were questioning why God would do something to them like this after a lifetime of worship. The hadith clearly tells us that many times people may spend an entire life and you look at them and you think, man, this guy is definitely going to heaven. He or she does actions which are completely in line with the religious teachings. But when death comes, and it will come for each and every one of us, we don't know when, we don't know how, we don't know where. We don't know any of these questions about what will happen. At that point, they begin to waver in their faith. They begin to act in a way as if they completely left the religion, as if they completely forgot everything they had worked for over the last years of their life. And so the Prophet reminds us that our life, the value of the life really is not only where we began, but it's where we end up. Our life, the importance of it, the value of life is not where we only begin, it's where we end off. And if we want to ensure a good world to come in the world after this world, we have to ensure we are continuously on the path of goodness. It's not enough to do a good act and then you leave that and you go towards the path of an iniquity. The goodness must continue in our lives. We must continue until we leave this world to be those who are performing acts of goodness, acts of kindness, acts of submission to our Creator. We hope and we pray that each and every one of us is able to start this new week with such a beautiful outlook on life, and that we work each and every day as if it was our last, and that we do our best that when we leave this world, that we leave it as those who are actually on the path of paradise, on the path of earning the felicity and the good tidings of the blessed world to come. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء. أنت في الوجدان حي، أنت للعينين ضي، أنت عند الحوض ري، أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيب.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to The Teacher. We were talking about how one should not take the life of this world for granted. Yes, we said that life in this world is really important too, not just the hereafter. In fact, it is our good and bad deeds which determine our condition and situation in the hereafter, whether it is after we die or on the Day of Judgment. We should really be careful what we do in our lives. The problem with us is that even though we are Muslims and believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment, and we know that we will be held accountable for our deeds, you know, we try to justify our wrong actions. We think doing certain things, such as treating others unjustly, is what they deserve and that it is not a sin. We sometimes forget about the teachings of the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. It's the Satan which causes us to listen to our inciting soul and forget Allah and only think about our wishes and desires. This is what it means to take life of this world for granted. You are not appreciating the health Allah has given you when you keep on complaining about the difficulties of life, when you're careless of what happens in your life, and when you greedily infringe on the rights of others just to make more money. These are all taking life of this world for granted. So, when you take the life of this world for granted, you're actually also taking the life in the other world for granted. We ask Allah to grant us prosperity in both worlds. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to the program The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed this show. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.